Take a boy lost in the shadows of a silent world. Give him the knowledge of a terrifying secret. That's our story, The Lonely One, taken from the files of John Steele, adventurer.
This is John Steele. At this time each week, I usually introduce my guest and let him tell you his own story. But unfortunately, Jody Martin can't talk. So this week, I'm going to have to start Jody's story myself. Now, I first met the Martin family when I was made sheriff of a small county in northern Wisconsin. Sam and Abby owned a little farm 20 miles out in the country. They'd come in town once a week or so for supplies. Jed Parsons and I were sitting on the porch of his general store one day when the Martin family pulled up in Sam's old truck. We could have heard it coming a couple of miles away.
Come on, Jody, get out.
Don't talk to him, Abby. You got a bully.
I get so used to talking to him, I sometimes forget.
Get going, boy.
Don't be rough on him, Sam.
Get up, woman.
Well, howdy, Sam. Good afternoon, Mrs. Martin.
Afternoon, Mr. Parsons.
Say about them...
Later.
Oh, yeah.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, Sam.
Hello, folks.
Who's he?
New sheriff, John Steele. Sam, Mrs. Martin.
How do, Mr. Steele?
Hello, Sam, Mrs. Martin.
This here is his son, Jody.
Hello, Jody.
Jody don't talk, Sheriff.
No?
Ain't said a word since the day he was born.
Oh.
Can't hear nothing, neither.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
We're used to it, Mr. Steele. Suppose we go in and get our supplies.
Well, sure, Mrs. Martin. Got all your orders set aside back
here. How much flour you give us?
Usual, 4 pounds.
Better make it 3 this week.
Hardly enough to get by on.
Have to do for now.
Oh.
Where's the order, Jen?
Right behind the counter.
Come on, Jody.
No need for the boy to help. I'll give you a hand.
Got Ernest, Kate.
I'll let him stay with his mother.
All right.
Jimmy.
Yeah. See, the boy don't touch nothing.
Did you get it?
Came in this morning.
Good.
Best violin strings aren't market.
Make Jody real happy.
Yeah, here you are.
Look, Jody. Almost smiled.
Yep. Better hide it.
Yeah.
One more trip.
Boy will help me the rest.
Oh, I don't mind.
Got to do his chores.
All right, well.
Come on, you. Come on, I said.
He don't understand.
He understands.
Got to be.
Just lazy. As little enough as it is. Come on. Get all of it, boy. Said, get all of it.
I need help.
He can handle it.
All right.
Now, come on, you.
See you next week, Mr. Parsons.
Have a nice Sunday, Mr. Thornton.
Nice to meet you, Sheriff.
Nice to meet you, folks.
You want to stand there gabbing all day?
No, Sam.
Get in.
Yeah. Come on, Jody.
Get in.
Don't you fret, son.
Talking to him again.
Don't do no harm. Well, that's that for another week. New sheriff seems to be likeful enough. Well, he is.
Don't know when those strangers button in.
Paw yet. Some sixth sense must guide you. It's the sheriff. Go on back to your violin, son. Afternoon, Afternoon, Sheriff.
Afternoon, Mrs. Martin. Riding by, thought I'd drop in and say hello.
Glad you did. Take off your coat and come in the kitchen.
Hope I'm not disturbing you.
Not a bit. Let's fix you to get supper.
Where's Sam?
Down the barn. Let me get you a cup of coffee.
Oh, no, I don't want to be a bother.
No trouble. Won't take a minute.
Hello, Jody. Now, don't be frightened. I'm not going to hurt you.
He's a mite shy with strangers.
Let me see your violin.
There, son. Sheriff won't hurt your violin.
Didn't mean to startle him.
He knows his pa don't like it.
Oh.
Won't let nobody but me touch it.
I understand.
He'll be all right once he gets to know you.
I brought him a book.
He can't read.
I know, but it has lots of pictures.
That was nice of you, Sheriff.
Here, Jody.
Take it, son. Afraid I'll have to give it to him.
That's all right.
Here, son. Look at the nice book the sheriff brought you. Never seen a book before. You don't know what to do with it.
Let me show it.
Better let me. Here, Jody. Gotta open it up. He's looking at the picture.
What is it?
A dog.
How old is Jody, Mrs. Martin?
Be 18 come November.
Has he ever been to school?
No. We're so far from everything out here.
You know, there is a school for deaf.
I know.
They can be taught to speak with their hands, to read.
I know, sir.
Perhaps I could...
No.
Why not?
Sam would say he'd be putting ideas in the boy's head.
I'd like to talk to Sam.
Wouldn't do no good.
Maybe if you talk to him.
I'll see.
Well, I've got to be running along.
Land sakes, forgot your coffee.
That's all right, Mrs. Martin.
No, please.
Now I've got an excuse to drop in again.
Any time, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Jody's looking at you.
Yes.
He likes you. I can tell by his eyes.
They're very much like your eyes.
Everyone says that.
What's he want?
He wants to touch you.
Oh.
Yes, that's his way of saying thank you.
You're welcome, Jody. I'll drop in again, Mrs. Martin.
Any time you're out this way.
Talk to Sam if you get the chance.
If I get the chance.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sheriff. Thank you for thinking of Jody. Now... put your violin away, son. Your pa's coming up from the barn. There. In the box. In the cupboard. Go on with you. Got a million things to do.
Who is that driving down the lane?
Let me take your coat.
Who was it?
Mr. Steele.
What do you want?
Your towels for the sink.
What do you want?
Just driving by.
Just driving by, huh?
That's all. How's the car?
Told you, I don't like strangers butting in.
You're just being sociable.
Sheriff don't have time to be sociable. Where's the towel?
By the sink.
Don't want him hanging around here.
Comforting thing to know the sheriff knows you're alive.
Who would want to steal anything from us?
Never can tell when something's going to happen.
Like what?
Still, it's a comforting thing.
What's the boy got there?
It's nothing, Sam.
A book. Where'd he get a book? Well, tell me.
The sheriff gave it to him.
He did he?
Let him have it.
Putting notions in his
head. Won't do no harm.
Him son of mine.
Leave him be.
Turn it.
You crazy?
Give me that. Get away from me, boy.
You heard him.
It's your paw.
No, don't, Sam.
I'll beat you.
There, Jody. There. Go on now. We can see the lights from the truck when your paw comes up the lane. Go on now. be time to put the violin away. Who can be calling this time of night? Hello? Oh, hello, Sheriff. Well, it was nice of you to call. No? No, we're getting all fine. Yes, it is a bad one. Last one of the year, expect. Thanks for calling, Sheriff.
Abby!
We can see the truck come up the lane.
Bridge washed out. Had to walk in.
Get those wet clothes off.
I'm all right.
I'll get you something to eat.
What's the matter with the boy?
Why?
Looks like he's trying to hide something.
It's nothing.
Don't tell me it was nothing.
You make him nervous.
His own paw?
That's all.
You're hiding something, too.
No, I'm not, Sam.
You are. See, there he goes again.
I'll get you something to eat.
Like to know what goes on in that head of his.
Leave him alone.
Like to know right now.
Can't you?
Right now. I knew there was something.
Don't, Sam.
Give me that violin.
Leave that boy alone.
I told you to stop wasting money on this thing.
It's right, you should have it.
I'll show you what's right.
Stop it.
Bust every one of them.
Oh, you're crazy.
Don't have enough on my mind. I gotta buy fiddle strings for no good.
They only cost it.
You sticking up for him?
I only.
Lying to me.
Stop it.
It's all your fault.
You don't know what.
For bringing that kind of son into the world.
You're
never done a day's work since he was born. Never earned his keep.
You're crazy.
Just pay.
Let go.
Your fault.
You're sick, Sam.
Sick of all of you.
Need a doctor.
Shut up.
We'll go to.
Shut up. Abby. Oh, say something.
Pulse. Oh. Feel the pulse. And you didn't mean it. You hit your head. Yeah, you hit your head. Boy saw it. He'll tell you. But no. He can't tell nobody. That's good. Gotta think. Get rid of her. That's first.
Yeah. Outside. Figure it out after that. Boy.
Well, you. He's going to help you, Pa. Now look at me. He's going to help. You see? Go outside. There. Outside. Yeah, that's it. No. No coach. Come on. Down by the barn. Down soft. Hold the door here. Hold it. I'll get the shovels.
Come on now. Out the back.
Here. Good place. Here.
Watch your paw now.
You see? Now you help.
That's it. That's a good boy.
See how he went through the storm.
Storms never give us no trouble.
Hello, Jody.
Go on with it, yours, boy. Go on.
I stopped up at the house.
What for?
Say hello to Mrs. Martin.
She ain't here.
I know.
She went over to the next county. Stayed with a sick relative.
That's funny. I talked to her last night on the telephone.
I took her over there this morning.
That's why you're so late with your milking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Must have been a tough ride.
What?
Roads the way they are.
Oh, yeah.
How long is she going to be gone?
Don't know.
It'll be hard on you.
Huh?
Getting along without Mrs. Martin for a while.
We'll manage.
Jody's milked her dry.
Yeah.
He's a smart boy, Sam.
Him?
Yes, Jody. He's got a lot of native intelligence. I've been meaning to have a talk with you.
About what?
You heading up towards the house now?
Guess so.
I'll walk along with you. We can talk on the way.
Come on, boy. Come on. Put the milk in the cooler. Go on over there.
All set?
Uh-huh.
Did Mrs. Martin say anything to you?
Not what?
I guess she didn't. You know, Sam,
What's the matter?
Jody.
Well, what about him?
Keeps pulling my sleeve.
Pay no attention to him.
Seems to want something.
Stop it, boy.
Wants me to go around back of the barn.
There's nothing.
What do you mean?
Hey, we let him keep a hen back there.
Oh.
He likes to show her to folks.
Some other time, Jody.
Some other time, he said.
As I was saying, Jody's a bright boy.
Maybe.
If you send him to school...
What for?
There are schools for boys like Jody. They teach him to read and write, to talk with their hands.
No.
Why not?
They don't need no learning.
It wouldn't cost you a cent.
No.
I've already inquired. The state...
No, I said. You spend more time tending to your duties.
I see.
Stop pestering poor farm folk.
I feel that this is part of my...
Go away, Jody.
Leave him alone. He wants something.
He don't want nothing.
What is it, Jody? He wants me to go inside, Sam. You mind?
Why should I?
Come on, son. Now, what did you want me to see?
Give me that, you.
Leave him alone, Sam.
He just wants to show off that fiddle.
I don't mind. Go ahead, Jody. Springs are broken. That's too bad, son.
He always tightens them up too much.
He doesn't know any better.
Quit your pointing, boy.
He wants you to get some new strings.
Yeah, sure. Get you some new ones.
I've got to get back to town.
Yeah.
Think over what we were talking about, Sam.
No point in thinking.
Why?
My mind's made up.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Sam.
That's the way I feel.
Because there's a state law that makes education compulsory.
Get out. Get off of my land.
Think it over, Sam.
And if you know what's good for Jody, you'll stay off.
Oh, try to turn in your paw, will you? I'll show you. I'll show you. Come on, I see.
good boy. You won't run out on your pa, will you? Won't tell on me. No, won't tell. Come on now. Up the steps. That's the boy. Open the door. Open the door! There now, see? Your pa kept your supper warm for you. You see? You just sit down over there. Just sit down. Eat, boy. Eat. Don't just look at me with your ma's eyes. Don't look at me like that. No. You know, Abby, Jody. Next year we'll go away. Yeah, away after the harvest. You and your pa, Abby, Jody. Go away. Maybe sell the farm. You see? Don't look at me! Go away. Yeah. You see, your pa's good. Good to you. Hey, won't tell. Won't tell, will you? Will you? Won't tell. You can't tell, can you? Can you? Don't! Don't! Don't look! Don't look! Don't look! Don't look!
Off the hook. Hello? Hello?
What you doing with that fiddle?
The telephone. Trying to tell. Won't you? Give me that. Trying to tell on your pa. Trying to get the sheriff. Huh? Did you get him? Did you get him? Did you? No strings on the fiddle. Strings broken. Couldn't signal, huh? His bar broke. He broke the strings. Break the fiddle, too. Break it. There, you see? Your bar's being good to... Good to... Oh, hello? Hello? No, nothing wrong. Yeah, Jody playing tricks. Yeah, that's all. Well, thank you for calling back. You shouldn't have done that. Trying to tell on your pa. Come here. Don't run away. Your pa wants to talk to you. Come here, boy! Don't run, boy. You're going to go away, see? You shouldn't have tried to tell. That wasn't a good boy. Car outside. Sheriff, yeah, you did tell. You did tell, didn't you? Didn't you? The sheriff knows. Why did you do it? Aren't you? Why did you turn your pa in?
Fire light on when I drop in.
I did. I did it. I did it.
What's the matter, Sam?
I didn't mean to kill her.
Who?
Abby. Abby.
I see.
Just pushed her. Jody.
Jody saw it, but he said he wouldn't tell on me.
Let me put these on your wrist, Sam. It's all over now.
Yeah. All over now. Why did Jody? What did Jody tell you, Sheriff?
Jody didn't tell me.
You knew.
I didn't know anything, Sam. I just dropped in tonight to give Jody some new violin strings.
Oh, that's a good boy, Joe. Jody, don't tell on your pa.
Come on, Sam. We'll all ride into town and get you some good food and some rest.
Yeah, rest.
Come along, Jody. Nothing to be afraid of now.
Someone.
Title, The Lonely One. The story of a boy who found the key to the outer room. And if you like Jody's story, friends, why not come back next week? I'll have a man who almost sacrificed his own happiness to guard the secret of another. I like to call it Ramrod. So until next week, this is John Steele saying a life of adventure is yours for the asking, wherever you find it. Only don't look for it. It may find you. Well, goodbye and good hunting.
John Steele Adventurer is produced by Robert Monroe, written and directed by Elliot Drake. Jim Bowles was heard as Sam, also in our cast for Ross Martin and Abby Lewis. John Steele was played by Don Douglas. Musical effects were created by Doc Whipple. Your announcer is Ted Melly. Remember, next week, Mutual presents Ramrod, another story of suspense and action from the files of John Steele, adventurer. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.